This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the executive orders President Biden signed yesterday was one to get the United States back into the World Health Organization, as a part of which the U.S. is going to join a global push to get coronavirus vaccines to low-income countries. That's a big turnaround for this country, given how the pandemic has been handled here and, until yesterday, our not entirely cooperative global vaccine policies. China, meanwhile, has been promoting its vaccines around the world, most recently to Brazil, where more than 200,000 people have died, and vaccinations started this week. As Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, there is some opportunity, but also some risk for Beijing in all this.
The Chinese vaccine is going to Brazil as health systems there are collapsing. Reports from the vast state of Amazonas say some COVID patients are dying of asphyxiation.
They don't have oxygen in the hospitals.
Dr. Adriano Massuda in Sao Paulo is a former Brazilian health official.
Not only for COVID, but also for babies. So the government needs to transport babies for other states.
He blames the cases largely on President Jair Bolsonaro, who, and this may sound familiar, has consistently undermined the advice of public health leaders.
And the president said, this could hurt our economy, so we can't maintain this orientation from the Minister of Health. So he changed the minister.
On Sunday, Brazil authorized a Chinese vaccine from the drug maker Sinovac. In fact, Sinovac tested its product there. Since the virus was spreading quickly in Brazil, it was easy to test if the vaccine could prevent it. Whereas in China, there was not enough disease for drug trials, says Jennifer Bui, a China researcher at the RAND Corporation think tank.
Since they don't have that many COVID patients, they have to work with other countries. So I think that helps with the transparency and the validation of their trials.
It's a chance for Sinovac to shine around the world. And Bui says a successful COVID vaccine campaign could catapult China's still developing pharmaceutical industry to global relevance.
Pharmaceutical products from China are not very accepted by the global market, but COVID-19 might be a game changer there.
For China's industry and for China's geopolitical efforts to win friends. At the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Southeast Asia fellow Greg Poling notes that Beijing has just agreed to ship vaccines to its neighbor Myanmar.
And at the same time, they announced that they're going to restart work on what's called the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor. Nobody comes out and says, we're going to give you vaccines so you greenlight this construction, but it's awfully coincidental.
He says China employed the same strategy when it shared masks and other PPE to the world last year.
And they were rather heavy-handed about the political strings attached, right? Demanding photo ops with leaders and statements of gratitude.
The Chinese vaccine charm offensive is not a sure winner, though. In Brazil, international relations professor Oliver Stunkel at the University FGV says President Bolsonaro tends to bash all things China.
The president has tried to promote an anti-Chinese sentiment, suggesting that, you know, China is not transparent, that you cannot trust the Chinese vaccine.
It didn't help that Brazilian science leaders seemed to botch the announcement of the Sinovac vaccine. In early January, they deemed it 78% effective. And then a week later, 50.
A lot of people I have spoken to say that they'd much rather prefer to take another vaccine, ideally from the United States or from Great Britain or from Germany, and they'd like to avoid having to take the Chinese vaccine.
Brazilian officials insist that the Chinese vaccine is highly preventive against severe COVID cases, and the numbers seem to back that up. But the whole drama is damaging the China brand. Alexander Phelan teaches global health at Georgetown.
China is obviously facing a bit of an uphill battle in many countries because of perceptions and realities about how the outbreak was handled in the early days, and that flowing on into how these vaccines are perceived.
If things don't go well for the Sinovac vaccine, if it's rejected by people in Brazil or found ineffective, that doesn't just hurt China and its companies. Phelan says Chinese vaccine skepticism could hurt the world's effort to end this pandemic. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.